Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Therapy for Humans, based on A Dog's Advice by Bill Griffin, evaluates human stress from a dog's point of view. And canine experts in human behavior concluded that humans seem to be very stressed and in the need of a lot of therapy. And the only way to communicate stress-relieving therapy was to compare canine and human response to different stress situations. Dog photos and humor were used to express the differences in response. And Bill says if this book doesn't make you smile, well, you may want to contact a medical specialist treating funny bone disorders. Bill has a Master's of Science in Civil Engineering, a volunteer with Vet Partners as a visiting team and evaluator, also the author of 1,000 Faces of Grief. Bill Griffin, author of Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice, is our guest on This Week in America. Bill, a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Looking forward to this. There's so much advice in here presented in such an entertaining way. The book is Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice. I want to start by talking about a little bit about the background, how you came to write the book. In your resume, one thing you talk about is flunked a creative writing course. Talk a little bit about your background and how you came from that to being now a successful author.
Well, my background is engineering, but it really wasn't my cup of tea. So I thought, well, let's do something different. I'll take a course in creative writing. At the end of the course, the instructor kind of politely said, Griffin, you might have a couple of creative brain cells, but don't give up your day job. So that was my introduction to a creative writing career.
Well, I'm glad you didn't listen, because this book is so well written out there. It had to be somewhat. Did you send a signed copy of this book to the teacher, by the way?
No, I probably should.
It's like, thanks for the advice. Next time, keep it to yourself. Or so you can come up with your own inscription, but something like that would be good. I talked about the Pet Partners. It's such an important group that you work with. What is Pet Partners? And how are you volunteering? What do you do as a member of one of the teams?
Now, what we do is we actually go out and visit, and there's different levels, but primarily we're not a therapy team as such trained, but we just go and visit, for example, hospitals, schools, assisted living. Just to give you a couple ideas, we were a pet partner. My particular dog was a three-legged dog. She'd been hit by a car. And they'd amputated the leg, and then we got her after that. She was very empathetic. Going down the hallway of a hospital one day, she stopped right in the middle of the hallway, looked over, there was a man sitting in the corner, obviously very distraught. And I said, well, Sophie, we have to keep going. She wouldn't move. So we went over, and I thought, well, he'd just tell us to go away. She put her head on his lap. He petted her for a minute, and tears were coming down his eyes. Then he said, thank you. She knew that he needed her. So that's the advantage of being a pet partner.
You know,
you get to help people just arbitrarily. Another quick story, you never quite know what you're going to run into. We were visiting in an assisted living. Lady was petting Sophie, and she looked up at me and she said, Bill, does it make you sad that Sophie's so much more beautiful than you are?
Bill Griffin is our guest on the program. That's G-R-I-F-F-I-N. His website is dogsandhumans.com. That's dogsandhumans.com. Book available at Amazon.com, LitPrime.com, the usual places. Go to our website and you can link on directly. It's interesting you said something there. So often people feel like, boy, I go home and my pet, they don't know whether I had a good or bad day. They're just totally loving. And that story you just told there, they can sometimes sense when you're having a bad day and you really need a companion, a friend, can't they?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, every pet is a therapy dog or a cat.
Yes. Well, that's something that's so interesting. And the book is of Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice. Before we get into the book, how many dogs have you had? You are so fond of dogs. The basis for your book, Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice. How many dogs have you had?
We've had six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, different. They've all been rescue dogs.
Great. What is that like? You and the dog, you are saving a dog from could be a very bad situation, and the dog is getting into a good home. What is that bond like when the dog realizes I now have a permanent home? That's got to be special.
I think it is. You know right away if you're going to be able to bond with the dog. And that's kind of the basis that I use for writing the book, is my work with pet partners. Because, you know, can I go ahead and say why I bothered to write the book?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's start. We've laid the groundwork there. Why did you decide to write the book, Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice?
Well, you know, when the virus hit and everybody got locked down, all of a sudden people forgot how to smile or laugh. And I thought, well, what can I do that would kind of get us through this, you know, tremendous time? So what makes people laugh? Or what makes people smile? Dogs do, humor does. So how do you present that? So that's how I came up with, instead of my writing something, let's write something that people relate to. And that's where this dog book comes from, the pictures in there. For example, if you have a dog, your dog has been on the couch. Your dog knows when it wants to go for a walk. You know, so the pictures give you the emphasis, you become part of the book.
I love the format. And how was that your thought in the beginning, I'm going to follow this format, or did that come through a little bit of a thought process? Because, yeah,
several different tries.
Yes. And you hit a home run.
Photographs are worth 1,000 words.
Oh, yes. Yes. And humor will capture our attention as well. Rather than just write this book giving all of the advice, which you give in a humorous way, this really reaches a lot of people. So you really did well in coming up with the format. The epilogue has three words, and it's so important to you in your philosophy. And we need to remember these. They're very simple. Share your day. Why did you choose those words?
Well, I think it's very simple. That's the second part of the book. The first part is to just get you to laugh and smile. The second part is think about that. What do dogs do? They smile when they get up in the morning. They smile when they go to bed at night, because they've shared their day with you. And if we share our day with others, listening, encouraging, just being there, I think that we can smile during the day and when we go to bed at night as well.
It's so important. And just remember, share your day. That's key and a big part of the message you'll find in Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice by Bill Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. His website, dogsandhumans.com, dogsandhumans.com. The book is available wherever books are sold. Let's talk a little bit about when you were writing the book. How long did this take you? Once you came up with the idea to write this, how long did it take?
It came together fairly quickly. I think the most difficult part was to get the proper pictures that I wanted to imply the message. So once I found the dog pictures, then the words came fairly easily.
And it's such a remarkable job you've done with this. And this is not the first book. Talk about other books that you've written.
Well, the other one is 1,000 Faces of Grief. I've been a grief counselor for about six, 7 years, a little longer. And this is the story of the people that are journeying in grief. It's their story, not mine. So what I did there, the same kind of concept, is I took a picture. For example, if you take two roses with the stems and the thorns, that represents most people's relationship. There have been some thorns, but if you look at the beauty of the rose, you put your own words into it. I don't have to put words into that. That just tells you, you know, there were some wonderful times, some difficult times in the relationship. It helps you get through the grief and helps you kind of say, there, you know, the flower is still there for us. So this is the same kind of concept.
And this is different than other grief books, isn't it? Because of the message and, again, the presentation. You're very good at understanding how to present a very important message in a way that it can be very easily understood and accepted by us. 1,000 Faces of Grief is different, isn't it?
Yes, because there's a lot of extremely good books out there, but they're either a personal journey or they're more of an academic how-to. Here's the steps you go through. But there's nothing that says, let me do my own journey.
And that book is available, still in print. You'll find it at Bill's website, dogsandhumans.com, and Amazon as well. And we'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Are you working on something now for this this writer that flunked creative writing? You're doing quite well and on a nice roll and touching a lot of people with these books. Are you working on something else?
Yeah, I have another book in the works that I think could be kind of fun. And again, it's involving dogs and people. But again, it'll be the same story. It'll be a little different format. But it will be, I sort of hate to describe the format yet because I haven't quite settled on it.
Well, interesting. I was going to ask how long. When do you think the book might be available? It sounds like you're still sort of developing the concept.
Yeah, I think so. I have the kind of the storyline set up, but I tell you, it involves a handicapped little girl in a wheelchair. I'll tell you that much.
Interesting, and I'm sure it will be well done, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about that book as well. The focus of the program today is Bill's current book, Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice. In this, you pick like 15 stressful areas. Let's talk about some of the areas of that are common that we share between us and animals. And it's interesting when you get into some of these, because you've got humans do this, canines do this, and presented in such an entertaining way. There are a lot of similarities, aren't there? What are some of the situations you talk about in the book?
Well, for example, rejection. What happens when we're rejected? First of all, we try to blame somebody else. Dogs wag their tails, say, okay, I'll give you a second chance to be my friend. And if we can't blame somebody else, we get mad. Whereas a dog says, fine, I'll go find another friend.
We can learn so much, and you're able to get these messages loud and clear, presented in a humorous way in Bill's book, Therapy for Humans. Down days happen is something you talk about as well, and we all go through that. We know how we handle it, not very well. How do dogs handle a bad day? The book, by the way, is Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice, book by Bill Griffin. You'll find it available wherever books are sold. And Bill's website is dogsandhumans.com, dogsandhumans.com. Down day, we find things that we go through, and then we realize how a dog goes through it, and they seem to get over it a lot better than we do.
Yeah, some of the things I suggested for dogs is, you know, they'd like to be a lap dog, no matter their size, with their down day. Or they, maybe they want to put a soggy bone on the couch just to keep them company. And no, they don't want to go to vet. So this is how a dog handles a down day.
I love that. And so many examples like that Bill took these, and it's from a dog's point of view. How do you think dogs look at us and handle us? I mean, you've given that obviously a lot of thought as you've put this book together. They sometimes look at you and you think, I'm not sure what they're thinking. And maybe it's a good thing we're not sure what they're thinking.
Well, you sort of learn to think like a dog, because we don't have a lot of, our communication is still quite limited, but an example not in the book is we had an Australian Shepherd. Excuse me. And I thought, well, it'd be fun to, you know, learn to play fetch. So I threw the ball, and he went and got it, brought it back to me. Threw the ball a second time, he looked at me and went over in the yard and buried it. You know, we don't need to play these stupid human games.
Yeah, I love that. That's very direct. If you hide that, we're not going to be able to do this anymore. So I'm going to tell my human that I'm tired of this, and we want to move on to something else. The book is Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice. Bill Griffin, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. What's the purpose of the book, Bill? When people finish reading this, what do you hope that they take away?
Well, I hope they feel better. And there's a certificate in there that their dog can sign if they actually go through and do these correctly.
I love that. So it's a situation, something you can share with your pet, your dog, as well as you go through this. A couple minutes left. I want to talk about what the experience has been like in working with the pet partners. How important that is for you, the pet, and the person who you are visiting in a hospital, in a care center, that type of thing. Talk about how how valuable that's been in your life and being able to reach out with your pet and help people.
Extremely valuable. The fact that, you know, if you had kind of a lousy day, then you take your pet to the hospital and see the response of the people to an animal coming in. No judgment, no needles. They're just there to be there for the person. You leave feeling very good. Just can't, because dogs don't judge.
What kind of training is necessary for that? If somebody is thinking, boy, I'd like to participate, what type of training is necessary, and how would they go about finding out maybe in their area if there's something similar to that where they can use their pet to reach out to other people?
Oh, I'd love to see that, because we need so many teams out there. There's so many people that really want, you know, need to be visiting. They can just contact Pet Partners and follow up. And really, it's just a basic act of love. You learn to train your dog so that when they go in the hospital, they don't rush up to somebody and knock over their walker.
Yes,
and it's just
yes.
Being polite, you know. One time, real quickly, one of the nurses came in, and walking down the hall, she says, "Bill, does Sophie bite?" I said, "Well, of course not." I said, "You know, we wouldn't be here." She says, "Oh, darn, there's this miserable doctor I'd like to have you fight." But that's a little unusual.
Yeah, unusual, but they were hopeful that they might be able to get revenge.
It's so important. Yeah, you know.
Well, the book is touching lives out there. What kind of response are you having? All the reviews I'm reading, very positive. They like the message, and they like the presentation.
Yeah, I think, you know, people that read it have said, yeah, they're going to buy others for their family and their friends, and they do get a laugh out of it.
And that's the kind of book that you can buy and pass along to other people. Buy a couple, and if they don't return it, that's fine, because they may pass it out to other people and make their lives more positive as well. What has this experience been like for you in writing the book? I'm sure going into to writing the book, not quite sure what to expect, but being able to get the book published, have people read it and respond in a positive manner. What's this been like being a published author now?
It's kind of, I guess, first of all, it's a real surprise. And I'm kind of pleased that a book like this could have some value to basically help people feel better. You know, it's been a long couple of years.
Well, it does. It makes us feel better because of the presentation. It gets us thinking about our situations when we run into a relaxation problem, communication, something like that. We learn how our pet handles that situation, and we can actually learn something from our pet as well. The book is so well written. What an excellent presentation, Bill Griffin. That's GRIFFIN. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Bill's website, dogsandhumans.com. That's dogsandhumans.com. You'll find it at Amazon, litprime.com. The book is Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice by Bill Griffin. Also a very important book, the other book that Bill has written, 1,000 Faces of Grief. It talks about loneliness, sadness, overwhelming, left out, all of the emotions and thoughts that we go through in that period of our life, 1,000 Faces of Grief. And Bill, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to doing this again and talking about the new book. Congratulations on having a book that's doing so well and touching so many people. A pleasure having you with us on the program.
Thank you very much. And think about Share Your Day. And think about it from dog's point of view. And I think it'll be a special day for you.
In those three words, we'll close with those. Share your day. That says so much and can improve our lives at the end of the day and make things a little better for yourself and other people. Bill Griffin, our guest on the program, GRIFFIN, and book Therapy for Humans, based on a dog's advice. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.